Call the Thursday, December 6th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Dito, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler?
Excuse. We do have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of November 8th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1, Brionne Winters deck addition to an existing home. This is a public hearing. Mr. Dito.
Thank you. The public hearing notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct the public hearing on Thursday, December 6, 2018 at 7 p.m. Or as soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Brian Thomas Winters for an area exception for the property located at 6828 West Foxhaven Court, tax key number 837-0235-000, lot 24. Together with an undividable fractional interest in outlots 1 and 5, 1 through 5, Whispering Woods being a redivision of lot 2 of certified survey map number 7961, being a part of the southeast quarter, the northwest quarter, and part of the south northeast quarter and southeast quarter, and the southwest quarter of section 15, township 5 north, range 21 east, City of Franklin, County of Milwaukee, State of Wisconsin. Subject property is zoned R3, Suburban Estate, Single Family Residence District. The application requests an area exception from Table 15.3.0203 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 18.9%, exceeding the R3 Suburban Estate, Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standard of 0.15 or 15%. For construction of a 385-square-foot deck addition on the east side of the existing home, which will increase the lot coverage by approximately 3.9%. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15-10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
Here's we have a properly noticed public hearing. I will, Mr. Dietl, give us the high points that aren't much different than what you just read.
The subject property, as you can see, the house is new. It's not on the photograph yet. The home is right there. They want to build the deck on the east side over here. At the rear of the house, adjacent properties you can see are around here. So, again, along this property line, there's a 20-foot-wide storm sewer easement. And the ordinance, the city's ordinance, does not allow structures within the within the easement. Without receiving a release of easement from the Common Council. That's going to be one of staff's recommended conditions. Also, because they're adding that deck, because the house is very large and the lot is relatively small, they are also all very close to that lot coverage limit. With the addition of this deck, even though it's small, it puts them over that 15% lot coverage. So because they're going over that, that's why they need this area exception.
Okay, thank you very much. I will open the public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak, please come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think. No arguing. Ladies first is what I always say, but okay.
I'm interested to hear what he wants.
Okay, good, fine.
My name is Brian Winters. Address is 6828 West Foxhaven Court. I put pretty much all the information in the materials. I guess anything that I would add that isn't in the materials would be that really trying to make it as functional of a deck as possible. We're really going out, without going into the easement area, we're going out probably 11 feet from the house, so you have a really narrow deck. And so I was hoping, and in discussions, this has been a process that's gone on for 18 months or so. I've been in discussions with the city for a while. And the hope was, and what had previously been told to me was approved by the city, was that we were going to be able to build into that easement area. I have plans that have been submitted and approved by the city engineer, subject to now the area exception, and then any other staff recommendations that may come out of this. So I'm happy to answer any other questions that you have, but as Joel mentioned, it's not an enormous deck, but given the size of our house, and apparently we're running afoul of the lot coverage ratios, and so we're hoping to be able to get an exception from that to build the deck.
Thank you very much.
My name is Judy Ingevold. My husband John and I have lived in the Franklin area for 25 years. We are the neighboring two adjacent east. We're at 8669 South 68th Street. Over the last 25 years, we've had to embrace many changes around our property. We understand change, and we like to be neighborly. The most recent change over the years has been the Winters home. It did come on as quite a bit of a shock when we saw it getting built, and it was quite large. But we respect that it was acceptable, and that the community, it was within what the community allowed, and we had no complaints. I want to bring it to the attention of our neighbor and to the Planning Commission of our concerns. I don't want to come across as not being a good neighbor. I have not approached Mr. Winters regarding this matter because I wasn't aware that there was a problem. Over the time that they moved in, I do think we have been neighborly, and so have they. But we do not know one another. I did not even know his name. Our neighbor writes, the reason for the request is to build a deck off the back of our house. We are not seeking a huge deck, but rather a functional deck that takes advantage of our backyard and enhances the value and elevation view of our house. Please note the city has already approved the deck being built in the storm sewer easement area as proposed in plans. In Mr. Winter's comments, in questioning number two, he writes the use, values, and enjoyment of other properties in the neighborhood will not be adversely impacted in any way, as my lot and house along with the proposed deck would be nowhere near my neighbor's home with quite a bit of yard in between. I would like to show a picture. Who would I give it to?
Joel. Now,
this picture is from They do have it out on their builder's site. And that actually does show their view from their kitchen window to our property. What that picture does not show is that the elevation of their home, we can see into their home and we look out, but directly east of their kitchen windows and their dinette area that they plan to put their proposed deck is directly east of our bedroom windows. We have tried to adapt change, and we will continue to do so. We rarely open our windows, our blinds, on the east side of our home. Our neighbor's kitchen windows are quite large. Their light fixtures do beam into our bedroom windows at night. We've installed darkening blinds, and the problem is solved. But we do not want to see into our neighbor's living space. And I don't think they want to see into ours. Because of this, we are not looking forward to having the neighbors add on a deck that will encroach into the storm sewer easement that much more. As a neighbor, we want to be understanding and considerate, though we are asking our neighbor to be considerate and understanding as his plans go forward to his outdoor living space. And we ask the planning committee to open up the exception to include space, allowing for landscaping to create a buffer within the storm sewer easement, which will provide separation and privacy for all involved. I'm aware that our neighbor was given permission at an earlier date in error. Now, not only is as my neighbor dealing with this, and I hear tonight that he's been dealing with this for over a year, so are we. Possible exceptions. I asked my neighbor could possibly he consider putting his porch on the southeast side of the home that faces directly to the east side of our home? We have an acre lot. Half of our acre is to the east of our home. His view from his windows is apple trees and greenery. I have two exhibits, Cheryl. The view from his bedroom's window and also from his living space. And last, his actual floor plan, I know it's not what he proposed, but it does show a balcony rather than an actual functioning deck. Wondering if that might be a consideration, or if possibly at least at some consideration to consider landscaping, northern pines, some type of shrubbery that would create some privacy for us and for them. Lastly, I ask the Planning Committee to help us be good neighbors, come up with a solution that allows both owners to maintain the value of their properties, but be able to enjoy their time in their backyards with their family and friends. Thank you for your time.
Before you sit, your home is in this lot?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And if I may, you can't see their home, but this is my bedroom windows right here. And it aligns between their kitchen window and their dinette window.
That's
by me.
Well, wait, no, let's not do that.
No, the deck is south of that, but okay. Go ahead.
Is this your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was, okay, I
and
see.
The
okay,
lot.
So you offset your house from the center. Okay.
His living room, which I showed a picture of, faces this. So
right.
He has this with nothing to be in his view. And okay. I, as a nice neighbor, would not want to put a garage there, so he would have no view. And this is my only space where I can enjoy my yard right there. And then his deck is going to go right here. And I would assume the only extra land he has to do anything for a play yard for his kids would be right between my patio and his deck. Because the rest of his landscape is sloped.
This is the property line right here.
Correct.
Mayor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, of course. It's probably here.
Why,
city engineer?
Why did you place your house back in that corner? Is there a wetland or something in the furthest? Yes.
No, the house was existing. We were the only house on 68th Street up until like almost before all the subdivisions came in. We were there. Tuckaway owned that land.
Our house was built in 1960.
I see.
Yeah.
That those are all 25-year-old houses or less.
As a matter of fact, our home. It's set back further than all the houses on 68th Street. So now the houses were brought
Yeah, we've been meaning to talk to you about that.
You were. We just move it in the middle of our lot. We're stuck privacy, and so do we.
Okay.
Can I
say? Sure, Mr. Brion. Mr. Winters, please. Name and address, please.
Brian Winters, 6828 West Fox Haven. This is the first I've heard of the light issue or the window issue. Yes, we have windows. Yes, we have a lot of them. We bought too big of a house. We couldn't put window treatments in, to be honest. We've talked about it. We'd love to do it. We haven't done it yet. We will do it. So I'd love to take care of that issue, and we hope to. But with regard to, I'm not understanding how the deck has any impact on them. They'd be seeing our house either way. It just doesn't matter whether it's 15 feet off of the door to the house, or 12 feet, is basically the difference, or 11 and a half feet. And the purpose of the deck is to flow right from the dining room area to have a deck right up. That's where the doors are. We have a deck on the southeast corner. It's right out of our bedroom window, which is down here. We have a little built-in covered deck right here.
That's on the picture.
Okay. Mr. Winters, can you use the microphone, please? We record these meetings.
You can pick it up.
So the area where the deck would come out, and the windows that she's talking about, the kitchen windows are here. The deck is really, it's more over here, but the deck is down here. So I don't know how I didn't know it was a concern, and I don't know how it could be a concern. The deck part of it, at least. The light issue, again, I wasn't aware of.
Okay, anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anybody else? Okay, no one else rise. I'll close the public hearing portion of this. Questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Morrow.
I'd like to address the approval by the city engineer comments. Right or wrong, there's been a longstanding practice that even predates the UDO where the city engineer would consider exceptions occasionally and approve them if warranted. It doesn't happen a lot. I think it's happened maybe about 12 times since I've been here, where a situation would come where someone would want to put a fence or something in the easement. We would evaluate it. In this situation, we did grant it like we have the previous ones. We changed that practice. We will no longer do that based on this situation. But I guess I would also point out to the rest of the Plan Commission that if you should decide to approve this, I'd like to ensure that we have some language that, as with my earlier approval, that if the city ever has to enter that drainage easement and do any maintenance work, that any damage to the deck would be borne on the homeowner at that time, and the city and or our contractor would not be responsible for repairs.
Alderman Dandrew.
I mean, I've heard Judy's statements, and Brian, I do see the reason why you have to put in a deck is because you have an exposed back basement, and you're somewhere between 4 and 6 feet off the ground. And what happens here is being elevated, you have extra opportunity, or any individual has extra opportunity to be able to look more directly into the homes in the backyard, okay, just because you're elevated. So I heard a request, and I'd hope that there could be a neighborly solution in regards to the possibility of allowing some landscaping to be able to create some kind of a visionary buffer.
I would love
maybe Australian pines and Mr.
Well, we have the eastern area, that's the problem.
I realize
let's not
that.
Do the back and forth.
I realize that. So, Mr. Deal, is that a possibility?
The release of easement has to be approved by the Common Council to allow this structure in it. That would be the way to address this from the UDO standpoint. The Council could entertain allowing landscaping in that easement as well, although I would say we'd want to talk to the city engineer as well.
City engineer.
I would have difficulty putting more landscaping, especially large trees, in that place in case we ever have to get in there and do any sort of drainage improvements. Or obviously, that's a low spot where drainages tend to flow through, and that's tends to be where we have the most issues, where people try to add the landscaping mounds and big trees and things, and it causes problems all over the city.
I've tried to see if there's some kind of an amiable solution to include some privacy.
I understand the concern, but it is a drainage easement for a reason, so.
I'll refer and open the floor to Mayor, Mr. Haley. He can add his intellectual expertise on the vegetation possibilities.
Without pulling rank, you'll give him the floor?
No. I Mr. Mayor, I will.
Because before Mr. Haley speaks,
okay.
See where this word tax key is? The lowercase, if you extend it to right about here, is the curve on the driveway, or the apex of that driveway, which would put the dining room roughly right here, and the predominance of the deck over here. So I just point that out. Mr. Haley. Commissioner Haley.
Thank you. Free landscape advice. I have to be a landscape architect.
He usually bills for this.
There's a lot of things that you can do, but I would encourage you as good neighbors to talk it through. The vegetation could potentially be planted on your property, your side of the line, in a better alignment. You get out there as neighbors, you look in these lines, you were talking about the windows, and decide you don't need a forest. Sometimes it's a tree in the right spot will kill all that visual and light pollution. And the problem you have is obstructing the easement for future work. Buy them a tree or two, put it on their side of the line by mutual agreement, you may have your problem solved. And it's probably cheaper than window treatments.
Didn't know what